You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of the program right here. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani with Joel Nelson taking over now from Matt Harkins. And you just heard the news that WGR 550 in Buffalo announced that the governor and the NFL up there have agreed the Steelers and Bills will be postponed until Monday at 4:30. The conditions are just ridiculous, to be honest. And to ask anyone to go and drive there from Pittsburgh, which a lot of people are trying to do. In fact, some people already have, I'm sure, are on their way. It's very dangerous. And so they made the decision to move it, according to, again, the governor of the state of New York and also the NFL, per this report. So that means there will be no 1 o'clock game tomorrow. Instead, we'll be having to talk about that game on Monday at 4:30. That's the time, according to this report. So, you know, we'll see. Haven't heard anything officially from the Steelers yet. But they were scheduled to fly in there today. And obviously, with winds being what they are, I don't know that you can afford to do that. Why take this unnecessary risk until the thing goes by? Now, I don't know how long this storm is supposed to last. It's certainly still going to be bad conditions on Monday, I would think. But we'll try to get an update here from the Steelers if we can at 412-928-9370. In the meantime, we'll still talk about the game because it will be played eventually. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And when you go to Instagram, or no, not Instagram, it's the Van Text Line. Do we have an Instagram account here? I think we do, but it's not sponsored, so I won't tell you about it. The Van Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochran, shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Iron Rock Tap House. You want a great place to watch games, have great food, beverage, conversation? It's Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, right next to the live casino. Shenderovich and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. And Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call on 7 days a week, KDKA Plus, and simulcast here at 93.7 The Fan. So we have a lot going on here. We'll just try to get more information as we get it. So Joel, keep me appraised of that. In the meantime, let's go to Ken in Bethel Park, who's been waiting. Ken, welcome to the program. How are you? Ken, are you there? Ken, last chance. Well, I don't hear you, Ken, so hopefully we'll get a chance to get you on the air here. Call back if you don't mind at 412-928-9370. I don't know if we had a bad connection or what. Again, checking more on this situation that's just come out of GR in Buffalo. It looks like this game is going to be 4:30 on Monday. So that's the case. Kathy Hochul, the governor there, who didn't have very encouraging words for the Steelers, and hopefully she's going to eat those words, along with the NFL. So it will be Monday at 4:30 now. and on KDK TV. So we had a whole day planned tomorrow. We're going to have to scrub that and work on it on on Monday, as this is what you get this time of the year. You never know. I'm surprised the Kansas City game, maybe. There's no snow, but minus 30 is also very dangerous conditions for people who pay a lot of money to go to. So we'll see what happens there. But this may mitigate the advantage of the Steelers playing in a snow globe. The field, I would imagine, would be clear at that point. And, you know, even though the ground game still works and travels nicely, you know, it would have been a better situation had they played in a plowing snowstorm, I think. But whatever the case, whatever the situation, you just have to do what you got to do. And that's the situation. We hear it right now that this game will be moved till Monday, and that'll be a 4:30 start. Jonathan Jones, CBS insider, also has just confirmed that with the NFL. So that's the way it's going to be. We'll see what happens. So bottom line is, they still got the same assignment. They'll be able to stay in Pittsburgh one more day, which is good. They don't have to deal with any of that. And we'll see what happens after that. 412-928-9370 is the number. Still talking about the game. Still want to get your take on it and some of the offseason issues the Steelers have got to deal with. Number one, free agent Mason Rudolph. What happens? What happens to Mitch Trubisky? What happens to Najee Harris with his fifth-year option? They got a lot of things they have to work on in the offseason, but it would be a lot easier if they keep winning and make these decisions something that we wouldn't talk about until the end of a season, which if they should lose, obviously, on Monday, then it's a whole different situation. This plays right into the hands, by the way, of the Baltimore Ravens, because the Ravens are sitting at home, and they're going to get Mark Andrews back, it looks like. He just came off and was active for practice the other day. He's missed a lot of time. But Isaiah Likely, who's also a very good player, they got two really good tight ends, another weapon for Lamar Jackson. But they're going to sit there. The Steelers play Monday. They have to come right back and play Sunday if they should win. That makes for a very, very short week at a critical time of the year. 412-928-9370. John in Wexford is joining us right now. Hey, John, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Bob? Good. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Well, a little bit late to say that, but we'll leave it there. Listen, I just wanted to, since the game's been delayed, I'm not going to talk about the game. I'm going to talk about Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph next year. And I just want to know what happened. Somewhere along the middle of the season, we had everybody in the country, Steeler fans, wherever they were, cheering Fire Mac Canada. We finally, you know, that's pulled off. Whether it was Art that did it, whether it was, you know, whether it was GM, whether it was Tomlin who finally said, that's it, we're going to go ahead, we're going to do it. Kenny goes in and he plays one of his best games of the year, should have thrown for a touchdown, you know, Deontay holds onto the ball or they throw the flag. You know, he has it. And you look at those stats and compare them to Mason's stats from the Cincy game 2 weeks later after we dealt with the Trubisky fiasco, which let's admit, that's a fiasco that's over and that's done. But why did we forget that all of a sudden it seems like everybody in the media and everybody in, you know, in Pittsburgh has forgotten how bad of an offense we were playing, how sophomoric the route trees were. And Mason has had 6 years of playing in the NFL under some different offensive coordinators. I will admittedly be a Pitt homer. I'm a Pitt grad, and I will be a Pitt homer, and I'm rooting for Kenny. But I'm trying to look at this objectively and trying to give the guy a reasonable chance. You know, he's got 2 years left, but don't we want to see him under an offensive coordinator, under the guys who are coordinating the offense now? The line's blocking differently. The run game's different. The only thing that I can see right now that we might be able to do is listen to the fact that you've got you've got Mason maybe with a better command of the locker room. And that's come along. And absolutely, I think you see that. I think you see the players wanting to play, and they're fired up to do it.
Well, John, I would tell you that I would agree that you want to see what Pickett can do under a different situation. I agree with that. And by no means are they going to give up on him. If anything, they're going to double down because he's a number one pick, 20th overall. I think you can also say the same thing about Mason Rudolph, who, you know, I mean, he's shown you now, after all these years of waiting in the system, practicing, being a good teammate, he's gotten a chance. I don't think you want to just discard that because Kenny Pickett's your number one, which is why I would make that. You know, this is a professional league based on wins and losses and who puts up performances. Why not just say, okay, both of you come if Mason's agreeable to it? It's an open competition and a legitimate open competition.
I don't think they're going to be able to afford to bring him back, number one, after what
he's done. Get rid of Trubisky, they will.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, they'll save a lot of money there. They shouldn't have probably given that two-year deal, but they did it, and this is the situation they are in. So, I think it's going to be fascinating to see, but I agree with you. I don't think they're going to give up on him. They shouldn't. He's only 2 years into this.
The media has seemed to have a backlash on Kenny ever since these games and after the Canada situation, where I don't think he's gotten that fair shake.
Well, let me tell you something.
Maybe he never did.
One game without Canada, that's all Kenny Pickett got, and he should have had even better numbers. There was a drop touchdown by Deontay Johnson. In that game, he was really good one game, and he got injured. So that's why I think he'll come back and get as legitimate an opportunity as anyone. But thanks for the call, John. I got to move along. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ken in Bethel Park. I think we have you this time, Ken. What's up?
Hey, John. Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. This next man up mentality. Who is going to take over for TJ Watt?
Oh, well, it's going to be Herbig, mostly, I think, but Marcus Golden as well. They got two guys who can do that. Herbig, as a rookie, has made the most of every snap he's gotten. In that Seattle game, he had the natural hat trick of strip sack, forced fumble, fumble recovery, and he came in late in that game.
And these guys are definitely watching tapes of TJ. Like, so in the snowstorm, playing on Pittsburgh, I don't see no reason for TJ to be missed.
Well, I do, because he's TJ Watt. He should be the defensive player of the year. So, yes, they're going to miss him. They're 1-10 without him. That tells you all you need to know.
Right, but if you're back up watching tapes, like TJ is not 9 feet tall. I mean, you have to watch his heart. You have to have his heart. So I'm not thinking that. Obviously, I love TJ. They're going to miss TJ, but I think Nick or whoever is in there will do just as good a job in weather conditions.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. I will agree with you that they're better suited to deal with the depth behind one of these injuries to either Highsmith or Watt. They're better off than they have been in previous years, so I think that bodes well for them. At 412-928-9370, let's go back to the lines in Greensburg. We have Walt joining us right now. Hey, Walt.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you touched on it earlier briefly. These apps doing games. Now, let me tell you what I have going on and why I'm just so critical of these apps. I pay DirecTV $198 a month, okay, for my TV service. Now, I get a great package, which has got the TNT and TBS and USA and all them. Then I pay a national sports program, which is your ESPNs and all that. Then I pay a local sports to get Fox Sports Net or whatever it is, Pittsburgh's AT&T Sports. I just can't believe these apps are trying to struggle into these football games. And I think it's up to the people just to say, no, forget it. We don't want it. Apps are made for movies and stuff like that. And just shoot these apps. Look at Amazon Prime. Last year, they blamed their apps on the scheduling of football, and scheduling might have had something to do with it, but I just don't think people are taking to apps.
Thanks, Walt. I think a lot of people agree, and if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. You can see highlights later, and so be it. But again, I had a friend of mine who said he was going to go to a bar, and I said, well, you're going to spend $50 to $100 at a bar if you're there for 3 hours. Food and drinks, you may as well just pay whatever the price is and watch it at home for less money. But I get it. And I'm of the belief, and I will never change my belief, playoff games in the NFL, all of them should be on free TV. They're making enough money. They get a ton of money. And I understand why networks want to push these streaming services. I get that. They want to monetize them. They want you to buy them. But you get to a point where it's like a la carte anymore. Everything's a la carte. You got to buy. It's like going to a restaurant and you're paying for everything separately. You want a side of peas? That's separate. You want water? That's separate. And it'll cost you. You want this? It drives people nuts. And there's no reason for it other than greed. 412-928-9370. We got Patrick's. And joins us in Seven Springs, where the snow must be falling. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me. Hey, I wanted your thoughts on how you thought Kathy Hochul convinced Roger Goodell to move the game? Because we all know ultimately that's probably who made the decision. And how mad do you think the Steelers players and coaches are right now? Because aren't they already in Buffalo?
No, they were going to leave this afternoon, so they haven't left yet. And that may be part of the problem here. Listen, I believe regardless, they have to make what's right for people. They should have probably announced this yesterday, because I know some people left this morning to drive up there, and now they're halfway there, and they got to turn around or maybe go. I don't know what they're going to end up doing.
Bob, do you really think there are going to be 2 feet of snow? Because 2 days ago, everyone thought there was going to be no snow, right?
No, that's not true. There were going to be snow. Really? It just depended on where the track of this this lake effect snow was coming, and it was more south than it moved north. Listen, it's the right decision. And also, listen, the Steelers got to fly there today, Pat. There were 58-mile-an-hour winds at the airport right now in Buffalo. You don't want to fly in that and take unnecessary chances.
If they knew this all before time, they probably should have left sooner. I don't know who's running the PR for the Steelers or whatever. But if I'm the players, I'm pretty upset, because now you're just chilling in Buffalo for 2 days doing nothing.
They're not going to go today. They'll leave tomorrow.
No, I know, but they're going to spend...
Oh, the people you mean. I get it.
Until Monday afternoon. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I think they probably knew this was coming, and they could have made a sooner decision if you're going to be critical of that. But I think this is the right choice for, again, it's a life and death situation in many cases. Two people traveling, you never know what you're going to end up getting. The last thing you want to do is being in a wreck, a chain reaction wreck.
I had a friend who lived in Buffalo. He said they didn't call off school unless it was over a foot of snow.
I admire that. I admire that only because I think we got too soft as a society when it comes to this stuff. You got to plow through life. You got to plow through, grind through. But when it gets to a ridiculous point, then you have to make, smart decisions.
Right.
And I think this is one of them.
You can't put people in danger. But I think, honestly, Tom was actually pretty mad. I bet you he is.
I bet you he's mad. The weather was going to be an advantage for the Steelers, and it still may be. But, the way they're playing, this is a good snow game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But again, it makes it now, if you're Baltimore, you're the team that's sitting here thinking this is great, because if Pittsburgh wins, they got a short week coming there on Sunday. No. Baltimore, and if it's Cleveland, it could be Flacco versus Baltimore game. How about that if they win?
Bob, do you think Baltimore's going to be really that good waiting around?
Yes.
All they're doing is waiting.
Still think they're too talented not to be. Yeah.
Really? So, if the Steelers were to win this game, you think the Steelers would lose to Baltimore in the next round?
It's going to be a big spread, and Baltimore should be favored. They've been the better team, even though the Steelers have beaten them twice this year.
This spread is crazy, though, Bob. 10 points.
I know.
Really?
Then put a bet in. Take the 10. I would. I did. I like points.
Yeah, no, I
love
agree.
Points.
I just think it's, I think it's crazy with the snow.
All right, Pat. Thanks, Matt. I got to go to a break. We got Dave. We got Daryl. We got George. We got Chris. We got it all coming up for you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I want to also remind you to join Doug Whaley and 93.7 The Fan at A La Familia's Blue Pearl Cigar Lounge. They host a great night of cigars, funs, football talk. It's Monday, January 29th from 6 to 8. You get dinner, cigar, drink with your specially priced ticket, $93.70. $93.70. Got that? That's the fan number here. Plus, tax and gratuity. Only 25 are available for this exclusive event. Call the restaurant and join Doug and 93.7 The Fan at A La Familia's Blue Pearl Cigar Lounge, 412-488-1440. We'll be back with more calls until 1 o'clock right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.